Hello, it's Tessa back with you for another episode of Newscast, and today we're talking hiring and firing, Lord Sugar style. That's because an island businesswoman has told Manx Radio applying for the hit BBC TV show The Apprentice has boosted her confidence in ways she could never have imagined. Emily Todd is a certified menstrual cycle coach and the founder of the Femme Collective, which aims to empower women through education. She was one of 50,000 entrepreneurs who attempted to impress Alan Sugar and was in the top 1% of potential candidates who were selected to audition. Whilst she didn't make it through, Emily told Manx Radio the lessons she's learnt have been invaluable.
I deliver educational workshops surrounding menstrual cycle awareness in person and online. I also am in the process of creating online learning workshops as well, in the same sort of format as the in-person talks that I'm doing. I also do one-to-one coaching with clients who are looking to work through, you know, anything to do with their menstrual health.
When you applied for The Apprentice, was that the business idea that you went into that process with?
The main business idea for The Apprentice was actually more the online learning format and the workshops.
Why did you apply for that process?
So I have watched The Apprentice for a number of years now, and I've always just been really into the whole process. I have such an entrepreneurial spirit. I'm always looking and watching and thinking how I may have done things better. I've got quite feisty energy, so I'm not scared to stand up for myself, like when it comes to the boardroom. And so I always felt like my personality and character just really aligned with it. So that's sort of the reason I went for it. I did actually, you know, felt like I manifested the whole thing because I'd been manifesting being on the show for some time before I applied. So I was very, very pleased when I got the call back.
And just tell me a little bit about that then, because I'm sure there are probably thousands of people that do apply for a shot with Lord Sugar. How far did you get through the process and how did you find it?
So I got to the first stage of auditions. Well, there was four rounds during the first stage. So there's like loads of different tests that start. So you go through like a personality test. The first room was just, you know, you had like a minute to explain why you'd be the best in front of, you know, 12 other people in the room. I think there must have been about 150 of us that day. And even they take you into rooms such as you're there for about an hour and a half sat in silence and you're not allowed to speak to anyone to see how much patience I think you have in TV. It's all about waiting. It's a waiting game. And then, you know, I had to sit in front of two of Lord Sugar's business partners whilst they asked me some serious business tough questions. And yeah, the end room, you get mic'd up and they put you in front of a camera. So there was lots of tests throughout the day. It was very full on. I was there for 5 hours.
To get to that stage and to go through that sort of intense process, Do you think that you've learned something from it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I felt like after kind of completing the process, it does make you realise. I think I've always watched the show and thought, oh, you know, why are they doing it like that? But it's such an enduring, intense experience. And, you know, they put you in a house and they give you tests and challenges. And, you know, I have a lot of admiration for the people that go on the show now, looking back. But it taught me a lot about sort of just my capabilities and my confidence. I felt was 100% boosted after I left. Because it's easy to sort of shy away from things like that. Or, you know, there's always those little imposter syndrome feelings that can kick in. But I think there's only about, they only audition about 1% of the thousands of people who apply. So it is a massive confidence boost.
Do you think that obviously coming from the Isle of Man and having your business obviously here, do you think that puts you at an advantage or a disadvantage? Because I guess you're going up against so many different people from so many different walks of life.
I do actually think, you know, it's always something a bit interesting. I feel like, you know, they always want someone on the show with a bit of an interesting backstory. And I think just having been from the Isle of Man and come from this like island life, you know, mentality. And that was something they brought to my attention a couple of times, you know, like, you know, you're an island girl, like it's taken on like the big world. It's something they mentioned a few times. So yeah, it's an interesting backstory, definitely. And people were very interested when I told them during the audition process when I met the other candidates. But I think not only is it interesting that I'm from the Isle of Man, it's also I'm a menstrual cycle coach and they've never had one of them before.
Absolutely. And we do see some crazy things that do pop up, I think, on that show, don't we? So obviously you're not going to hear the famous words from Lord Sugar that you're hired or fired, I guess. What's next for you, Emily? What are you going to go on and what's the plan from here?
So the plan is to just continue on with the business. I felt like I'd spoken to a couple of individuals who had already previously been on The Apprentice, and they had said how, you know, if you even get to the first stage of audition, you know, they've tested your business to the max, so it must be very viable. So I'm going to continue on with the business, and I'm sort of in the process of launching my website, having a rebrand, and hopefully re-expecting and seeing a lot more from Femme and myself in the future. And yeah, I'm just going to continue on with my plans, even if Lord Sugar doesn't want to get involved. I think he'll regret it.
You're fine.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.